This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
Kaishin did quite a deep dive on the humanoid robot price war. Is it really that serious?
We've got over 140 companies shipping 330-plus products at this point. Angiebot's VP Yao Mao King said there are already clear signs of oversupply in both the humanoid and entertainment robot segments. Morgan Stanley is warning that production will vastly outpace sales, predicting industry consolidation, and even China's National Development and Reform Commission cited risks of product duplication and R&D overcapacity. When a government agency explicitly signals oversupply, that's a clear market signal.
Didn't we see something similar with electric vehicles?
In 2018, China had over 500 EV brands. Today, maybe 10 of them have meaningful revenue. Robots are likely to follow the same path. When the EV market consolidated, suppliers lost their customers first, and that pattern could repeat here.
So what does that mean for Korean component suppliers?
For Korean companies supplying reducers, motors, and sensors, it's a double-edged sword. With 140 companies ordering simultaneously, short-term volumes are definitely fat. But the moment price war kicks in, you get pressure to cut component prices. During consolidation, customers vanish overnight. EV suppliers already lived through that.